WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro serving natural and organic foods located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. Also online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frain is our technical director. NPR and Illinois Public Radio are at the Democratic and they will be at the Republican National Conventions, bringing you the key speeches of the day, interviews with those making the news, and analysis from their election teams. Get the best in convention coverage from the presidential candidates to the parties and protests. For NPR, Andrea Seabrook hosts special nightly convention coverage from NPR News Tonight from 7 to 10 here on WILL Radio. 12:31, time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. State funding cuts mean new challenges at area school districts when trying to help students dealing with drug and alcohol abuse. The more than $900,000 in reductions at Prairie Center Health Systems included the loss of three youth counselors. In the past school year, four of them were available to visit schools in Champaign, Ford, and Vermilion counties. The CEO of Prairie Center, Bruce Swardini, says student referrals to the remaining counselor will now be handled at Prairie Center's offices, and that leaves transportation up to a parent or guardian.
We were able to go there and accommodate where they could pull the kid out of a class or arrange it so there was some downtime when we could meet with a student. It's no longer available, and they're not going to be able to pull somebody out of school and say, hey, you have to drive across town to go to Prairie to have an assessment done.
Swardini says the change will likely mean school districts will have to find a new outside help to assess the needs of some students and determine whether a counselor is needed. Prairie Center will continue to provide a school-based health clinic on a reduced schedule. The first of this month, the facility announced it was cutting 21 positions in all. Affected areas include the loss of its detox unit that provided medical monitoring of substance abuse patients, as well as programs dealing with domestic violence and methamphetamine use. The city of Champaign has had a lot of success in attracting new development in recent years. Now, the city will study the financial impact of that development. Assistant Planning Manager Rob Kowalski says a six-month, $98,000 study will look at the financial benefits and expenses when major new developments are built in Champaign. Right now, he says the city only knows one side of the equation.
I think it's fair to say that we have a good grip on the revenues that are generated in new development, whether that's property tax or sales tax or, you know, hotel, motel, food and beverage, et cetera. The harder part for us to understand are the true costs.
Kowalski says those true costs include the cost of building new roads and sewers in new developments and providing them with police, fire, and other city services. Kowalski says the results of the study could lead to developers paying impact fees for certain kinds of developments considered a strain on city finances. Kowalski says Bloomington, Normal, and many Chicago suburbs currently use impact fees. The Champaign City Council gave its tentative approval to the study last night. Can a hug heal the divisions in Illinois politics? Governor Rod Blagojevich and House Speaker Michael Madigan hugged each other this morning in the name of unity at the Democratic National Convention in Denver. The two have barely spoken the last couple of years. Blagojevich has repeatedly attacked Madigan over a long list of issues, and Madigan won't attend meetings with the governor. But the two were at the front table of the Illinois delegation's morning breakfast meeting when Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. made a challenge.
I'm not going to be satisfied until I see Rod Blagojevich give Michael Madigan a hug. We're not going to be satisfied until we see that.
The two men then laughed and embraced, prompting a standing ovation from the crowd. We'll have more coverage from the convention tonight at 7 on AM 580. SAT scores released yesterday show Illinois students did slightly worse than last year. Numbers also show fewer students are taking the college entrance exam. Mike Ree has more.
The state scores are down from last year, but Illinois high schoolers, on average, still outperform the rest of the country, scoring above the 75th percentile in reading, writing, and math. The solid performance is most likely a reflection of the kinds of students who take the SAT in Illinois. The test is more commonly used for admissions at universities on the East Coast. More than 10,000 high schoolers in Illinois took the SAT this year, a drop from last year, but more African Americans and Hispanics are taking the test than ever before. In Indiana, SAT scores in math improved this year, but reading and writing scores dropped. I'm Mike Ree.
Saloon cars are a longtime fixture on the commuter trains that operate between downtown Chicago and the suburbs, but they're being phased out now by the Metro commuter rail system. Friday will be the last call for the passengers who regularly ride the 10 trains with bar cars. The cars harken back to the days when executives in gray flannel suits climbed aboard club cars and consumed martinis to make the journey home a mellow one. Chicago and New York are believed to be the only cities left where riders still can buy a drink aboard a commuter train. Mantil Williams of the American Public Transportation Association says transit agencies are concerned about what happens after passengers who have had a few drinks hop into their cars. However, Metro officials say concern about alcohol isn't the reason the cars are going. They say the bar cars aren't worth the revenue that they produce. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible by Ratio Architects, designer of the U of I Hotel and Conference Center development located in the UIUC South Research Campus, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.